Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We left off on the bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Beis Tanya. So we're discussing when exactly was the world created. Was the world created in Nisan, or was the world created in Tishrei? Tanya Rabbi Elazar Omer, B'Tishrei Nivra Olam. It was the first day of Tishrei that the world was created. B'Tishrei Noldu Avos. And Avram and Yaakov were born in Tishrei. We'll see, not Yitzchak. Yitzchak was born in Nisan. B'Tishrei Mesu Avos. The Avos died in Tishrei. B'Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. On Pesach, Yitzchak was born. Rosh Hashanah Nifkida. On Rosh Hashanah, the pregnancy was determined. Sarah, Rachel, and Chana. For Sarah, Rachel, and Chana, they got the news of their pregnancy, or at least HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided on their was gozer on their pregnancy. Rosh Hashanah Yatzi Yosef in Beis Asurin. On Rosh Hashanah, Yosef was released from jail. Rosh Hashanah Bata Avodah Me'avaseinu B'Mitzrayim. On Rosh Hashanah, 6 months before the Geula, our forefathers stopped having to work in Mitzrayim. The Shibud stopped. B'Nisan Nigalu, B'Tishrei Asidin Ligalim. In Nisan we had Geulas Mitzrayim, and in Tishrei we will have our ultimate Geula. Rabbi Shomer B'Nisan Ivra Olam. Rabbi Yeshua says the world was created in Nisan. B'Nisan Naldu Avos, the Avos were born in Nisan. B'Nisan Mesu Avos, they died in Nisan. B'Pesach Nol Yitzchak was born on Pesach. Rosh Hashanah Nifkud Asar Rachel V'Chana. On Rosh Hashanah Asar Rachel V'Chana, where it was Gozer, they wouldn't have children. Rosh Hashanah Yatzi Yosef Beis Asurim. And that's when Yosef left the jail. Rosh Hashanah Bata Avodah V'Seinu Mitzrayim. B'Nisan Nigalu. B'Nisan Asidan Ligoel. On Rosh Hashanah we stopped having to work in Mitzrayim. In Nisan we were Nigal. And in Nisan we're Asidan Ligoel. Tanya, Rav Elazar Omer, Minayin Shebetishrei Nivra Olam. Rav Elazar says, how do I know that the world was created in Tishrei? Shenemar Vayomer Elokim Tachei Haaretz Desha. That the world should have plant life. Esav Mazria Zera Eitz Pri. An eitz that produces fruit. So, Ezu Chodesh Shaaretz Motzia Deshoim V'ilan Mole Peros. When do we have a month where the ground is bringing up fruit, is bringing up produce, and the tree has full fruits on it? Havyom is a Tishrei. That only happens in Tishrei. Va'osal perek z'man revi'a haisa. And that was around the time of rain. V'yardu g'sham v'tzimechu. And the sun, rain comes down and it sprouts. Shenemar va'edala min ha'aretz. So you see that they needed rain. So it must have been Tkufas Tishrei. Because if it was Tkufas Nisan, so it's always a z'man revi'a. And the pasuk wouldn't have to say v'edala min ha'aretz. So it must have been that it was Tishrei. So since the Tzmachim were created, they needed Geshamim, and since it hadn't yet rained, that's why the Pasuk says Ve'yal Min Ha'aretz, to tell us that the Revi'a, the rain of Tishrei, had to come now so that the plant life would thrive. Rabbi Shua, where Minayin Shebe Nisan Nivra Olam, Rabbi Shua says, now how do I know that in Nisan the world is created Shenemar? V'Tosei Eretz Desha, Esa Mazrina Zera, Ve'etos Sapri. So same Pasuk, but how does he darshan it? The other time of the year that the ground is motzi d'sha'im and the fruit, the trees are full of fruit, that's in Nisan. And that's also the time of the year where there's mating amongst the animals. The sheep become pregnant. So you see that's the time where all of these things happen altogether, so it must be that in B'Nisan Nivra Olam. Ay, V'idach Nami, what does Rabbi Elazar do, who says B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, where is the Aksiv Eitzo Sapri? Sounds like the Eitz is only beginning to be Motzi Peros, which makes it sound like it's Nisan and not Tishrei. L'bracha, L'doros U'dachsiv. That's telling us that for future generations, it will always be Osapri, but right now, the Eitz Pri was already there. It's not talking about first being Motzi the Peros. What does Rabbi Yeshua do with the phrase Eitz Pri, which sounds like the Eitz is already full of Peros and it's not just being Motzi Peros, makes it sound like it's Tishrei and not Nisan? And Maisa Bereishis was created fully intact. When God created things, He created things fully grown. So when it says Eitz Pri, that means when God created fruit trees, they already were laden with fruits, and they weren't like these small saplings that had to develop. L'dayta nivru, and anything that was created was consulted with first, before if it wanted to be created. L'tzivyonam nivru, that it was asked before it was created and what shape, what form it should have. Shenam Rabbi Yechlosh Maimarat V'chol Tzva'am, Al Tukri Tzva'am Ela Tzivyonam. Don't read as Tzva'am, but rather Tzivyonam. So from there we learn that it was created with its full Shleimus and Das, like it should have been, and like it wanted to be, and like it ultimately would become. So everything was created fully formed. So I guess the main point number one is Machlokas Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Eliezer, whether the world was created in Nisan, when fruits start to sprout, or the world was created in Tishrei, when fruits are already fully formed on the tree. How do I know that the Avos were born in Tishrei? This was also a point of dispute in that Braisa, whether they were born in Tishrei or born in Nisan. So he says, how do I know they were born in Tishrei? Yerach shenoldebo esanei olam. Why is it called Yerach ha'asanim? Because ha'asanim, because it says explicitly in the pasuk that it's huachodesh hashvi'i, that it's in chodesh tishrei, because it's the month that the esanei olam, the strong ones, the giants of the world, were born, which is the avos. My mashma da ha'asan lishna de takifihu. How do I know the word asan means strong ones? Kedichsiv asan moshevecha. Va'omer shimu harames riv hashem ve'asanim moste aretz. So you see that the mountains are called Esanim. The land is Miyusad and stands on them. So you see that the Avos are called mountains. V'omer kol dodi hinezeh ba medalig al ahar mekapitz al agvaos. And we understand medalig al ahar means bizchus avos. Mekapitz al agvaos means bizchus imahos. So you see that the mountains are avos, and avos and mountains are called Esanim. So it must be by logic that the Avos are also called Esanim. So that's how he knows, that's how Rabbi Eliezer knows that the Avos were born in Tishrei. Comes along Rabbi Shor Minayin Shabbi Nisan, all the Avos. How do I know that they were born in Nisan? Shinemar Vehi Bishman Roshan Rabbi Meshon El Tesman Eshal Meim Tzayim Bishon Arviz Bechodesh Ziv. It was the second month of Shlomo Melch taking over the reins of the dynasty, of the Davidic dynasty. So what does it mean, Bechodesh Ziv? B'yerach shenoldubo Ziv Sanei Olam. The month that the lights of the world were born, which is Chodesh Nisan. So Mela, when the Iyar comes around, it's full of Ziv. V'hak Ziv B'yerach HaSanim. What does he do with the Pasuk B'yerach HaSanim? Hasan to Tekifi B'mitzvos. No, the reason Tishrei is called the Yerach HaSanim is because it's so strong in terms of mitzvos. Think of all the mitzvos that only come up during Chodesh Tishrei. Shofar and fasting on Yom Kippur and Sukkah and Lulav, Arava, Nisach Havai, all those things. Vidach Nami, Lazar, Darshan, Yerach HaSanim, HaKsiv, B'chodesh Ziv. What does he do with the phrase B'chodesh Ziv? He says it's called Chodesh Ziv because the trees are beautiful during that time of year. Am Rav Yehuda, Hay Man D'Nafak B'Yom Nisan. If someone goes out during Yom Nisan, the Chazi Ilan D'Malav Levi, and he sees a tree that's sprouting, Omer, he says a special bracha, the Berach Silanos Baruch Shalom Chiser V'Alom Aklum U'Bar B'Briyos Tavos Silanos Tavos Silanos Behen B'nei Adam. So you should say that bracha. So main point number two, Machlokas, whether the machlokas whether the Avos were born in Tishrei or Nisan. Let's put it this way: Rabbi Lazar holds the Avos were born in Tishrei because it's called Yerach HaEsanim of the strong ones, which is the Avos. Rabbi Shaul holds they were born in Nisan because Iyar is called Chodesh Ziv, so it must be the month where things are already fully shining and fully bright. So up until this point, the Gemara discussed when the Avos were born. Now we're going to talk about when they died. They died in whatever month they were born. Because Moshe Rabbeinu says, on the day of his death, I am today 120 years old. You don't have to say hayom. Why does he have to add that word hayom? Hayom ol yom ha'yishnose. To say that I have completed my years now. This is a well-known yisod that tzaddikim die on their birthday. So that's a main point, I guess, that all the avos are assumed to have died in the same year they were born, because like Moshe Rabbeinu, tzaddikim die on their birthday. The Braisa had also said, but Pesach nolad Yitzchak. Everyone agreed that Yitzchak was born in Pesach. Minalan, how do I know that? kiddushin, because the pasuk says lemoi dashuv elecha. The Malach said to Avram Avinu that Yitzchak will be born, and he says that next year I'll return to you, and Sarah will have a child. So emas kai, when was this conversation happening that they're saying in exactly 1 year's time she'll have a child? If it was on Pesach and he was telling him on Shavuos he'll have a child, sends 50 days later, Mika Yolda, that's impossible, no one gives birth that fast. What was it, Shavuos, and he's telling him in Tishrei I'll come back? And that can't be, that's only 5 months. What, so you want to say it was Sukkot for Karmel ben Nisan, and he was saying that I'll come back in Nisan? Still, 6 months is not enough time to give birth. So Tana also Shanim Uberes Haisa. So we say the year that Yitzchak was born was a Shanim Uberes. Sof ki madli mar yumei tuma, but still, if you take away the yumei tuma, because Sarah was a nida, I mean, that's what we want to say. Maybe it was 7 months later because it was a shanim uberes that the malachim were there on Sukkot. They said we'll be back Pesach and she'll have a baby. It's only 6 months. No, it's 7 months. There's another baby. Says Gemara, but even so, the pregnancy cannot have started right then, because at the time that they were there, Sarah was a nida. Batsri luhu. So you have to take away those days of yumei nida. Amr Mazutra, Filim Adyam Yeladis Latisha, Ein Yeladis Mkutayin, Yeladis Lashiv, Yeladis Mkutayin, Shnomer Yitzkufas Yamim, Mi Yitzkufas Yamim, Shnayim. That even if you hold a 9 month pregnancy, has to be a full 9 months. A 7 month pregnancy doesn't have to be a full 7 months. It could be the majority of 7 months, because we find the phrase, Latkufos Hayamim, that Chana became pregnant and had a baby. So what does it mean, Tkufos Hayamim? Tkufos, each tkufa, each season is 3 months. Tkufos means 2 times 3 months, and then yamim, and yamim is 2. So all you need is 6 months and 2 days. So that's a raya that someone who gives birth in the 7th month, the Gemara makes the assumption that there's such a thing called a 7 month pregnancy, which is a perfectly healthy pregnancy. There's a 9 month pregnancy and a 7 month pregnancy. And the Gemara is making the assumption, I guess we can make this main point, that a 9 month pregnancy has to be full, complete 9 months, whereas a 7 month pregnancy could be just 6 months and 2 days, and that would already count as 7 months. Brashana nifkada Sarah Rachel v'chana. And Rosh Hashanah, Sarah Rachel and Chana there was a gezerah from a Kodesh Baruch that they'll become pregnant. Minalan, how do I know that to be true? Amar Lazar, Asya Pekida Pekida, Asya Zechira Zechira. We have a gezerah Shava Pekida Pekida and gezerah Shava Zechira Zechira. Ksiv Barachel v'yiskol kemes Rachel. Ksiv b'chana v'yiskara Hashem. It says both by Rachel and Chana v'yiskar, and when va'asya zechira zechira me Rosh Hashanah, and we find that Rosh Hashanah is also called zechira. D'chsiv Shabbason zichron shrua, and pekida pekida ksiv b'chana ki pakada Hashem eschana. It says by Chana pakad, uksiv b'sara v'Hashem pakad esara. Also the lashon of pekida. So just like by Chana it was Rosh Hashanah, by Sarah must have also been Rosh Hashanah. So maybe we'll make that a main point. We know that Rachel and Chana gave birth, had a gezeira to give birth on Rosh Hashanah, because the word zechira is used, and Rosh Hashanah is zichron shrua. And we know that Sarah also, because the word pekida is used both by Chana and by Sarah. That's how we know that they all gave birth, that not gave birth, but there was a gezerah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gezerah that they should give birth happened on Rosh Hashanah. As Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the next part of the Braisa, or the analysis of the next part of the Braisa, about how we know that in Rosh Hashanah, Yosef got out of jail.